Well, one of the things you were reminding me of, Miss Betts, is that Christmas is just around the corner.
Just around the corner. We are really excited, as always, with the children coming to the museum for Christmas with Santa. And it will be the 1st of December. And I mentioned before that we provide the Christmas story for them. We do have a Christmas story. And we have all kinds of activities. And one of the things that I want to mention so I don't forget is that they do the trolley tour. And one of them, one of the things that we focus on is history, the pines. But many times the parents come, bring the children to the museum, and they leave them. They'll say, when do we have to pick them up? We don't do that anymore for Christmas. We tell the parents that we really want them to really bring their children for the Christmas story and the Christmas Santa and a lot of activities, and that they are going on the trolley tour. But the mother has to go, mother or father, whomever, whichever one. We insist that they not only bring the children, but they bring themselves. Mm-hmm. And most of the parents, they have never been close enough to see the pines. It's not very far from us. Tabernacles. Mm-hmm. They go to church. They come home. And they don't even think about what's going around them. So that's one of the things that we want them to do. We want the parents and the children to participate. And as I said before, we have someone to tell the children's story, the Christmas story. And then we have a lot of activities. We have Santa, of course. So,
do they still sit on his lap?
Some of them do. Some of them do, and some of them don't. And there was a time when most of the children wanted to, did get their photos taken. But they don't worry about that too much anymore. The children don't worry that much about it anymore. And in our area, now maybe when they're out in
the mall,
etc., but we haven't had them. And we have a group of women in Delta Sigma Theta. They represent the arts and that in the sorority. So they are going to be with us as well. They're going to come and they're going to help us with the children to do painting, doing the Christmas tree, and all of those things that are really fun for them to do. And when they finish their little activities, they might want to do an activity or do an art piece that they want to put in or on the Christmas tree. And so that's okay, too.
So this is a big Christmas tree.
Yes, it's a good-sized Christmas tree. In fact, one of the ladies came today. She told me that she had told me before that she was bringing a Christmas tree for us. And so I slightly asked her, I said, well, how big is this Christmas tree? And it's 7 feet long. And so they'll be able to do a lot of things with this Christmas tree activities and things.
That's awesome. I'm glad they'll be able to see that tree, because the trees aren't as common now as they used to be. You know, we don't have people dressing up, you know, decorating houses in the yards and things like that as much as we used to. So I wouldn't be surprised if some of these children, that might be the only tree they see.
That's true. That's absolutely true. And they really enjoy just little paper activity kind of things. The balls and the stars and that kind of thing. So it's a lot of fun. And they're just moving around. And the garden is beautiful. And they can go outside in the garden. We are very careful about making sure that the leaves are out, no trash or anything like that around. So it's safe.
Gotcha.
And so it's a very exciting experience for them and us, too.
So what families is this open to?
All of them. Anyone.
All families in CSR, Augusta, Richmond County?
Oh, yes. We tell them how many people we can tell. We tell them that it's going to be from 9 until 1, and it's open to anyone.
That's awesome. So how do they get registered?
They just come.
Just come on the day of?
Right.
That's all. They don't
But we tell them, yes, we tell them what the time is, which is 9 until 1, and they come. And they can stay as long as they can during that period of time. And there's so many activities going on. It doesn't make a problem because we have space in the academy downstairs. And you have to come to see our academy.
I will be coming for real. I will
and
be coming.
Our space upstairs is quite nice. And we can go. They can go on the little tours in the museum, and so there are a lot of things that they can do during that period of time.
Okay, and give us the address again.
The address is 1116 Phillips Street, Augusta, Georgia. Now, one of the things that you can use as a very good space for them is, space is not the right word, if you're coming down 15th Street, you'll see the hospital, and you make a left or right, whichever way you're coming, and you come down Laney Walker Boulevard, and there is Lucy Craft Laney High School. And Lucy Craft Laney High School is on your left, and you drive and put and make a left there, and you'll see the Lucy Craft Laney Museum. It's right there, right next door to the school.
Because you can actually see the museum from Laney Walker now.
Yes.
Right? You all have done some work over there.
Well, we have. We have a parking lot. People can come in. They don't have to worry about the parking lot. And as they're walking along or driving, if they're driving, they'll see that magnificent Tabernacle Baptist Church.
That's right.
And they missed it. Okay.
But then they will have missed it.
Yes.
Well, Christmas with Santa runs from what date to what date?
It runs, it's just the, on the 1st of December from 9 until 1.
Okay, just that one day though.
Right.
Okay, December 1st from 9 until 1, ladies and gentlemen. Put it on your calendar. You can't miss it. Now, this won't be going on for an entire week. Just that one day, December 1st, 9 to 1, at the Lucy Craft Laney Museum. Take that trolley ride. Miss Betts, thank you again so much for coming in to join me.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
My pleasure, everybody. Till next time.